Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today's feast is Saint Sixtus II and his companions. Now, we don't know much about Saint Sixtus, but let me tell you a little bit about him, because it's his grace to accept martyrdom that enables you and me to follow God more and more closely. Just listen to this and you'll see what I mean. Sixtus was a good and peaceable priest. That's how they define him. He was made a bishop of Rome in the year 257. The next year, the Roman emperor Valerian began a systematic extermination of deacons, priests, and bishops. Soldiers found Sixtus saying Mass for the faithful in a cemetery along the Appian Way. He and four deacons were cut down by the sword. Sixtus was buried across the road in the famous catacombs of St. Callistus. I've been there. I've been in those catacombs. And you walk around and you see martyr after martyr after martyr. I often, as the time that I was there, I kept going back and just standing there and saying, because you gave your life, I was able to grow up in the faith. I'm able to believe. I'm able to practice my faith, challenging as it may be coming right now. Nevertheless, it's the martyrs that have gone before us that made the way for us. Magnificat magazine says this, according to the inscription at his tomb, composed by Pope Damasus, he offered his life to protect the gathered faithful. He offered his life to protect the gathered faithful. Think about that. Let's take a look at the first reading now from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 to 15. Keep that in mind now about St. Sixtus. Just hold that in suspension for a moment and listen to this. The children of Israel lamented, "Would that we had meat for food. We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt." Remember how awful Egypt was? But now it's, "We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt, and the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now we are famished. We see nothing before us but this manna." Manna was like coriander seed and had the color of resin. When they had gone about and gathered it up, the people would grind it between millstones or pound it in a mortar and then cook it in a pot and make it into loaves, which tasted like cakes made with oil. At night, when the dew fell upon the camp, the manna also fell. So God gave them the means to take them through the desert. But they keep complaining. When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying at the entrance of their tents, so that the Lord became very angry, he was grieved. "Why do you treat your servants so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. "Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all this people?" So even Moses is lamenting from another angle, but still, "Look at me, look at poor me. Why are you letting this happen?" How many times do we do that? "Was it I who conceived all this people? Was it I who gave them birth that you tell me to carry them up my bosom like a foster father, carrying an infant to the land you have promised under oath to their fathers? Where can I get meat to give to all this people? For they are crying out to me, 'Give us meat for our food.' I cannot carry all this people by myself, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you deal with me, then please do me the favor of killing me at once so that I need no longer face this distress." I understand how Moses must feel. He's trying to do God's will. He's trying to follow what the Lord, but everybody, and even for himself as he looks around at the circumstances, they're pretty bad. Do we trust the Father to lead us when the circumstances are difficult? or do we moan and complain? Sharing your pain and asking for prayer is fine. But just when you're moaning and complaining for the sake of moaning and complaining, just say, Lord, lead us. Show us what you have for us in the middle of these difficult circumstances. Just watch what God does. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 81, says, sing with joy to God our help. In sense, in God's words, Psalm 81, my people heard not my voice, Israel obeyed me not, so I gave them up to the hardness of their hearts. They walked according to their own counsels. I let them go ahead and make all the decisions they wanted to make, as though they take care of themselves and save themselves, which we can't. If only my people would hear me. Take that to heart. When you're in the middle of complaining, when you're in the middle of difficult and painful, very stressful circumstances, if only my people would hear me and Israel walk in my ways, quickly would I humble their enemies. Against their foes, I would turn my hand. God wants to bless us, brothers and sisters. Don't let the circumstances dictate. I know they can overwhelm. I understand that. But even in the midst of the difficulty, say to the Lord, Lord, I put my trust in you. Help me through this. Show me the way. And God will do that, that we might be able to sing with joy to God our help. That's what God wants. People of Israel went through much. And you understand their humanity, you understand their confusion and their pain, but the Lord is saying, you got to rise above it and put your trust in me. You're not alone. I'm not going to fail you. But you have to put your trust in me and follow me. You'd rather go right when I go left. You'd rather go up when I go down. Follow me. That's faith. And that's what God is asking of us. And that's what God wants to supply as we ask him daily, increase my faith. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21, when Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. And he cured their sick. Jesus knows what we're going through. He understands it fully, but he keeps saying, follow me. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, this is a deserted place and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves. And he said to them, there is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves. God is asking something impossible here. Don't you feel sometimes like God asks something impossible of you? Give them some food yourselves. But they said to him, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have here. I mean, my goodness, there are probably hundreds, maybe even thousands of people. Who knows? And then he said, bring them here to me. And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, that's all they had. That's all they had, but they gave him all of it, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And in addition to that, they picked up the fragments left over, which filled 12 wicker baskets. Those were big baskets. 12 of them were full of the leftovers. God is not stingy. But we need to come to him humbly, especially when we're in difficult circumstances. We need to come to him humbly. Say, Lord, help me. Think if you've got maybe, I don't know how many people, but hundreds, maybe even thousands of people. And all they had were 5 loaves and two fish. Would your faith have been tested? Five loaves and two fish. I would. My faith would have been tested. I look at that and then I look at the crowd. I look at that and I look at the crowd and I say, it isn't going to work. And that's what we humanly do. But there are times when God allows us to be in circumstances, maybe not that drastic, but he allows us to be in difficult circumstances where we don't know what to do. Turn to him. And you notice Jesus says, bring them here to me. In other words, give me the five small loaves and the two fish that you have. Bring them to me. So what the Lord is saying to us is, bring me the little you have. Whatever it is, bring it to me, dedicate it to me. Ask me to complete the Father's will. Trust me and watch what I do in you and through you. But you've got to trust me. I can't imagine what it would have been like for those disciples. Jesus blesses the five loaves and two fish, and he says, go, distribute them, give them to the crowds. Can you imagine? I would have been hesitant. I'm looking at all these hungry people, and I look at the very, very little that I have. Would you have walked among the crowd, or would you have put things down and run? I would understand if you dropped what little you had and ran, because you would have thought that the crowd could become a mob attacking you. Hold out five loaves and two fish for so many people. But that, brothers and sisters, is how God often works with us. He gives us very little so that we don't put the trust in ourselves and say, I can supply, I can handle this situation, I can make it better, but Lord, only you are the author of life. Only you can give us the food that we really need. We come before you with the little we have, and we ask that you would bless it and bless us. That's what we do in difficult circumstances. So when life is hard, take whatever you have. And sometimes we come before the Lord and say, Lord, I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing but my trust in you. That's all I have, my faith in you. And I put all my trust that you love me and that you will care for me and you will care for those I love through these difficult circumstances, whatever they may be. That's faith. And that's what God is asking of each one of us. Will you put your trust in me? Will you put your hope in me? Many, many of us find ourselves sometimes right up against it, where there doesn't seem to be any hope or any way through. At least by then, prostrate yourself before the Lord, at the very least, and ask him to do what you cannot do. He will hear every word of every prayer. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.